Well, basically, we're recording now, and just so it sets it straight, we're from the Dalton Marsh History Society. We're going to ask guys around that lived during the war, either part of the time during the war or throughout the whole war, if they've got any memories about what it was like. And then those will be stored along with everyone else and, you know, make a complete history. Not from newspapers, not from memories of people that sort of second-hand stuff. We want blokes that were actually there.
Yeah.
And then we can get something that hasn't ever been printed before. It's new stuff. Yeah. So what we wanted... Well, you told me your age. How old were you in the war, roughly?
Well...
If you're 18... were you 83?
What would it be? Cool. If you go back, I can remember I left school 1945 at 14.
Crikey, yes.
I left straight from school and went straight onto the Great Western Railway, following the family tradition, because I was the fourth generation in line to work for the Great Western.
Okay, so...
So that would be...
And your full name, Les, is... William Leslie
West.
Yeah. And so, in other words, you were 14 at the end of the war.
End of the war, yeah.
Great. Okay. So that's got that out of the way. Yeah. And
you see, originally we came from Wolverhampton to Dillon. Father was on the railway.
Yeah.
He got promoted to a shunter at Westbury, and we moved to Park Row, was council houses at the time, and. This was maybe about 1938. I had 1 year roughly at the infant school, then went up to the junior school at the start of the war.
So what school was that?
The church school.
All right.
In the village.
Right. Okay.
Miss, trying to think what the head teacher, if you call it, was Miss Bartram.
Miss Bartram.
And she lodged at the bottom of Park Road. There says a cottage is dead in the lonely part. She lived in one of the cottages down there, lodge there. But who the other teacher was that we were with, I cannot remember.
Do you remember anything interfering with the day at school, or was it just normal school days?
Just normal school days.
Yeah, nothing massively...
No.
Because of the war, do you think?
No, it's ain't no.
Yeah.
As I said, during the air raids, well, we went into the church and climbed underneath and got underneath the pews. Yeah, and the infant school, opposite the firs, in the firs itself, they dug a trench out just inside the firs itself for the children to go in, whether they use it or not, I don't know, because I said I'd left that school by the time the war started.
Yeah, so you didn't actually have to go in that trench yourself?
No, I never, but if you can find somebody that is still about it, you was at that infant school during the war, possibly they can confirm it.
Just changing the subject a bit, you mentioned earlier something about the American troops. Do you remember any sort of connection that you had with the troops, talking with them?
Yeah, we used to, when they first came up into the wood, one of the woods up there, we went up there, and I can remember it now. They say, you'd like some tea or coffee or something or other. And we said, oh, yes, please, in their mugs. So after it was gone, I think there must have been a quarter pound of sugar still in the bottom of it. I thought, gosh. And then another time when they were doing a training, more or less an armed combat, up in the, the park? Up? You go through from the, I can't think of the name of it. Yeah, sure, it was a part that led out if you went up through the footpath and go on the road to Chapman's Lane.
Right.
The park, in quite a big one, they were up there. And
is that on the left-hand side going towards Chapman's Lane?
No, if you come from the village, through the firs,
yes,
straight through up the footpath, straight into it, And it led, the footpath was right through the middle of it. And you had a small wood on your left and a big wood on the your right that belonged to Lord and Lady Sybil Phipps.
Because
we used to creep up there and have a look at the peacocks who were getting caught. But I know they was up there doing his training, and we was there one day when with meal time, and they had the dishes with all their first course on. Then towards the end of the line, they slapped, I remember it now, all the peaches and custard on top. I was like, oh, they said it's not wrong. It all goes in the same way. Oh no.
Did they ever give you anything?
No.
You didn't get?
No, we didn't get anything off of them. The only thing we used to scrounge was gum. Any gum, chum? Yeah. Any gum?
Isn't that?
Yes, yeah. We used to get the Yankee sticks. Whereas, if you remember, the English gum was little white tablets.
Yes.
Covered in sugary stuff.
But theirs was
in the stick form.
Yes.
As you buy it now today. Yeah.
Well, that was a treat though, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we used to watch them and fed up with watching them, and then we used to go up on our own sweet way and play cowboys and Indians or clown trees.
Do you remember any other boys that used to go up with you? Any boys
of my mates, his father actually turned out to be he came to be the village policeman. He was in Westbury when the war started, and he's on to retire. But they asked him to stay on, and they transferred him over to Dilton. And the police station, if you go up Park Road to the top, turn right, is the police house was on the far end.
Okay.
And you had the notice on the side, police.
What was his name? Do you remember?
Macy. But I don't know what his name was, but Douglas, unfortunately he passed away now some years ago. Mm, yeah. He was a bit older than me. There's Douglas, he had two sisters, I can't think of their name now. But anyway, there's Douglas, who else would be? Quite a gang of us who used to get. In fact, we were split up into three. At the top end of the village, you had one gang. We were in the middle. And then there was another gang down bottom end of the village.
Was John Bishop in your gang?
I can't remember.
Or someone called Geary? But gangs anyway.
Yeah, we had a sort of gang. Our favourite trick, if we went fighting, we'd have a stick. And if I had a nice cow patch, sniff it, get down on it, and play. That was better than stones, because you can wash it off afterwards.
Do you remember if any of the American troops you saw, or not even spoke to, but saw, were there any black American troops that you ever noticed?
No, the black Americans were stationed in Westbury itself.
Oh, in Westbury?
Behind the, what was it, I don't know, the drill hall. Because I left towards the, about 1943, I suppose, I joined the Army Cadets.
Yes.
And we used to go there in the drill hall.
Right.
And they were stationed actually behind us.
Were they in buildings or tents?
No, buildings if I remember rightly. Right. But how many was in there, I don't know.
No.
But that's where the coloured chaps were.
But the chaps, the other ones, well, just up from Dilton, were white.
But they're all white. They're all, at the time we didn't know what was going on, but they were all getting prepared for D-Day, that's what it was. Mm. Yeah. Then one day they just all disappeared.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. That was. Yeah. But to you, that was what? That was. At that age, you just said, that's it, they've gone.
Yeah.
You didn't get any names of any of the troops, you know?
No, my brother got pally with one.
Did he? Yeah.
He used to come home a couple of times to see my mum and dad.
Oh, right.
By his name, I don't know.
What, for tea or just
a cup of tea and something with it, but I never really got involved with any, not friendly, we should chats with them. Of course, and then as time went on, we had the what were they, prisoners of war, who came over. They were based in Westbury, you see.
Would that be German prisoners of war, or Italian prisoners of war, or
any some a bit of each, I think.
Bit of each, yeah.
Because we learned to know, we didn't know what it meant, and all these Italian words, and we used to shout at them and then run. I won't say what it is, because somebody in the understand Italian. Oh, yes. The same with the Americans used to cruise in a jeep thing through the village, and American police with their spats and white helmets.
That's right,
And there's a where the centre pub by the in junior school was, there was a gate that led up into the fields, and we used to wait behind the hedge, and as they go down, we used to shout at them, white heads, I won't say the rest, but wait as hell. And then they just stop, we used to run, they could never get us. Yes. We're naughty boys.
Can you sort of, now you think back, can you think of any big impact that it must have had on your mum and dad? Was that sort of,
well, Dad was, as they say, when he went to Westbury as a shunter, and then during the war he got made up as a goose guard, but when he went to work, we see him when he got home, he's not coming anyway.
Yeah. How did your mum, manage?
Well, she managed the best we could.
Yeah.
You know,
stuff was
short.
I bet.
The only thing I can remember, at St Mary's Lane, I don't know if the pub's still there now or not, there was a chap, Bo his name was, and he had a small hold in beside the pub, and used to come round on a boat with big cans of milk, and used to dip them out and measure out into a jug. Yeah. Then we used to put it in the camp pantry window, the stand, and then after it stood for a while, I bet you should have a cream on the top. And then we used to get he used to bring him a powdered egg. I think it was powdered egg it was. You used to mix up with a drop of milk or water and make a pancake type of thing.
I can remember powdered egg.
Yeah.
Egg. Yes. What did you think of that sort of food?
Well, better than nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We tried to grow stuff ourselves, but the ground was all that brilliant out there. But so we managed.
Yeah. Was there plenty of meat or?
Not really. Everything was rationed.
I suppose it must have been. Yeah.
Then I got a job with the, what was his name? Percy Jones. He's a baker.
Yes.
And he used to live in a cottage down St Mary's Lane, and a small shop, it's next to the War Memorial, not the War Memorial, the village hall. Memorial Hall.
That's it.
Well, there's a shop next to there. He used to have that. And his bakery was, I don't know what name of the road, around the back way. And it was a wood faggot oven. Yeah. It was bundles of bean sticks he used to put in and fire up and get it all hot.
So what was your job?
I used to go Wednesdays and used to help him deliver all the way around.
Right.
And Saturday mornings, my job was to grease the tins, the bait of the tins,
yes,
and put the bread dough after they made it, the seam of it was down, it had to go down in the bottom of the tin. And if you kept them upright like that, you had the rise top. If you turn them up the other way, you got the sandwich.
Is that how they do it?
Really?
And how did you deliver it?
He had a van.
Did he?
He used to go around, Westbury, Dilton, all down around Rudge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, quite a way.
We went to by the Kicking Donkey over in that area.
Yes.
But there was we used to deliver at one house. They used to make rough cider. And they used to stop around and he'd give me a couple of glasses with this rough cider. I can remember walking two steps, where the other two went, I don't know. And well, we said, when they said, what made us as strong as that then? And he said, I was losing my chickens. He said, they were getting on the top of the open bar, drinking it and falling in. Of course, that was made strong. So you're, you know, strengthened it, you see. Yeah, oh yeah.
Can you remember anything about what we might call entertainment? A method of, you know, well, the films
were there. Well, used to have a memorial once a week or once a month.
Like a what?
Well, you used to have a band come out there.
All right.
From Trowbridge, I forget, for Frankie Scott, I think, the name, yes. A little band banging away.
What, for dancing or for
dancing
just listening?
And stuff, dancing, yeah. And then they had, whether it was after the war or not, you used to get a travelling film show. You set the camera, projector up in the hall.
Can you recall any of the American troops, for example, coming down to those sort of things?
No, we never used to see them, any Americans.
No.
Not
in any of the pubs?
Not as I know, but we didn't
go in the pubs, no. I bet you did.
No, we used to go in the middle pub, as we called it.
Yes.
They had a jug and bottle, and they used to sell a penny glass of lemonade. You used to get in there and shut the door up and box yourself. Someone used to have some cigarettes puffing away, and the place got so Sam Penny was the landlord. He always hatch up if somebody was. He choked with the smoke. Oh, yeah, he was just chasing out.
Well, you were all sort of youngsters then.
Oh, that's what they say. I was up to 14 when I left school at 14, you see.
Yeah.
And then, when I went from the junior school at Dilton to the Westbury Senior School, or Westbury Secondary Modern School, I don't know what they say, we had to walk because we was under the 2.5 mile limit to get the people in the village, down the bottom end of the village. Of course, they got a bus every day.
During the war.
Yeah, and then in the end, they gave way and we all went on the bus.
So you should, yeah.
Of course, we had the evacuees came as well from London.
What connection did you have? Did you actually meet that you met?
Oh, we went to school with them.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a fight with him, another year was one, and then he shook her hand, put the arm around him, and he said, well, that's it, we ain't going to fight no more. I got rather pally with one of the lady young girls. I loved him, what happened to her.
I mean, say in your, I don't know, can you remember, in your class, were there 2, 3, 4, I mean, was it a big number or a small number of evacuees?
I don't remember.
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, no, just a medium class, I suppose.
Yeah,
there's boys and girls.
Yeah.
A lot of them now, unfortunately, are gone on.
Well, yeah. Well, you're looking all right.
Yeah.
But, did you actually have anything? Well, you mentioned about food rationing and that sort of stuff. I mean, I guess you wouldn't have had to entertain that, would you? You at 14, you wouldn't have had possession of ration cards and stuff like that, would you?
Oh, we had ration cards.
Yeah.
My mum had them.
Yes.
But we used to get a cooked meal at school. I remember that, because how they worked that is the fact that the girls used to do their cooking classes. They used to cook the dinner as part of their cooking class.
Great.
So when, I forget how much we used to pay every week, and then at the end of when it was all over, you had a roster at least once a week. You either wash your plates up, dry them, put them away, or the knives and forks.
So that was a main meal?
Lunchtime, you know.
Yeah, great.
We cooked dinner and they had an allotment. We used to try and grow a lot of their own vegetables ourselves. We used to have gardening lessons as well. But unfortunately, they had a lovely science room, but the science master got called up in the army, so he never had no science.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been common enough, mustn't it? Lots of guys getting called up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was that.
True.
What was getting about like in those days, travel-wise? I mean, Oh, buses we had a bus, from
there was a bus service.
There was a bus.
There was a bus, single-decker bus service.
Yeah.
People used to complain because the bus that started the, what we call the bottom of the village, of the green.
Yeah.
And we used to go to the Westbury Cinema. Well, we used to go down and pile on it, but before he got to Westbury, it was full and standing. Of course, everybody couldn't get into town shopping, could they?
No.
Of course, our favourite trick was getting out the front end of the bus. And as the conductor worked out, we worked back and we passed them halfway. That was a few regular tricks.
Was that one a day, or how many buses a
day? Oh, yeah, we used to have two or three, couple of buses. I can't remember.
No.
This was a regular service.
Yes.
You know, the Trowbridge it was.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Many cars in the village?
There was only a few, not very many, because we used to get our roller skates on and skate and roller skate up to the main road. We could play no problem.
Yeah.
Very few cars, because the petrol ration, that you know, we used to see any cars at all.
Yeah.
There were one or two about in the village, but nothing to shout about.
Wouldn't last long nowadays.
No. Yeah.
Well, I mean, only a couple of other areas that we wouldn't mind having a chat about, and that was the Home Guard as such. Did you ever see a Home Guard or meet any of them?
They used to parade in the playing field, a playground of the church, junior school. And I can remember it now, the broom handles. they used to say it, but they didn't actually see them, they had no rifles. In slow parts of a broom handle. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What sort of numbers?
They had quite a few in there. Did they join up? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But not your dad. Your dad didn't have to.
No, because he was on the railway, so he'd shipwork all the time. And that was, he'd go to work 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Or perhaps 9 o'clock at night. You didn't know whenever he was coming back.
Did you have to, can you remember having to turn lights off during certain times, air raids or nothing like that?
No, what we had, a blackout.
Yes.
So what Dad done, he had a wooden frame covered in felt.
Right.
And he used to put these outside to cover on the window, on the outside of the window. So we had curtains as well outside.
Yeah.
But that worked pretty well.
Yeah. Did people walk
and the
wardens walk up and down, or didn't bother?
No, didn't see any.
No.
We had, he did do, under the stairs, which was what we call the colo, where we kept your coal, he cleaned all that out and put some thicker boards on the inside of the door, so if the siren went, we used to get under there and shut the door up, because they say that was the safest part of any house, under the stairs.
Probably was.
Yeah. You used to have an old mattress in there. And
can you remember you used to go in?
Yeah.
And you actually had to do
When the siren sound,
because
the siren was in Westbury, but it sounded up over the hill and quite plain.
Wow. And did you see any German aircraft flying over much or not?
Yes, one day, that one, where that bomb dropped at Lee Road.
Yeah.
We were still out by the front back, well, then the houses here was the wrong way around, because you had the back of the house onto the road, in the front of the house down the garden. And his theory was that they was going to build, not the first down, and build a road right round, you know, back onto the main road again.
Oh,
so they never did get done. We were out by the front door, and back door then, looking across towards Westbury, and seen this plane, and we could see, well, we didn't know at the time, something come away from it, and a couple of seconds later, bang, 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 and that was the bomb as it dropped there.
Okay.
Of course, then the siren by then, it was too late, wasn't it? But I can remember seeing them now drop and come out of the plane for a split second before they gathered speed.
Yes.
Whether they seemed to think he just jammed them to get rid of his weight, and he had no specific target, he just got a shot of them.
You don't know if anyone got hurt or?
No. There's some went into that house, and then the other side, you've got a high wall with the Which is now was being played, the War Office Selection Board, the military, some dropped in there.
Okay.
But what, other than that house that got damaged, I don't know what other damage was done.
That's a terrific memory Les has got, of the war. Gosh, you don't have any sort of... We were talking about... Do you remember we talked about the Spitfire flights?
Yeah.
Or so-called Spitfire flights. You don't recall anything about anyone, to your knowledge, either working with...
No, there was... In factories. There was a chappy... what was his name? He lived at the top end of a village. He worked on the railway.
Yeah.
Now, his son was a fighter pilot.
Right. So,
and he got killed during the war. I can't think what his name was.
Did you know?
I didn't know him because I'm his age, but I knew his father was on the railway.
Did you know any of your mates that lost parents during the war? Or
not that I know of.
No.
No.
Sad old time.
It's a long time. You know, you got to stir the brain up to try to remember it all. You know, it takes a... You know, because as you get older, your brain goes adult, then all of a sudden it goes into gear and you can remember little things that you've forgotten all about.
But I mean, what's your... it sounds a bit grand, but I mean, what's your overriding sort of memory of life during the war? Was it a bad experience for you, or...?
No, because... We had quite a bit of fun, really, because you had the blackout, and you could get out running around doing all sorts, and nobody could see out. I was saying about Doug Macy, his father was a village police. Well, we used to split up in our little gang, and some would hide, and then the others would come and find them, you see. And there was really one day, behind the gate fences of the... I think they're called Dilton Cottages on the main road.
Are they with the long gardens in front?
No, they wasn't all that big.
No.
No, the Park Road was. You go up the road a little bit, they're on the right hand side.
Okay.
Going past Park Road, and then up here somewhere. Yeah. And we was behind the hedge in the dark, you see. And Doug was with us. Here's one of them coming, he said. He opens the gate, jumps out, and puts, "I got to you!" They were saying, and out of a scream, that was his father in uniform. I had enough sense to stay where I was. And, he cut him up and sent him home.
Came that close to being.
Because his father, proper village copper with about 10 boots, and he was walking down the village with his pushing his bike, and he thought it was one of our gang and jumped out on him. These little things like that, you know, you get your mind going, you remember it, you stick out.
I mean that's interesting for me to hear what your overall feeling
overall
was.
The youngsters,
but it wasn't a miserable time for you.
What we got up to was not deliberate damage. We would never think of that. I mean, one trick was the certain parts of the bridge, you could take the gates off and switch them around. They got different numbers on. Or spirits up in. That was another thing we used to do. That was get black, a piece of cotton with a button on the end and a drawing pin, pin it on the wood so it's hanging down on the window.
Yeah.
Just by the, then get another piece by the where the cotton was, the button was, long and straight, and then you see way back out of the way, keep pulling it, tap, tap, tap on the window. Spirit tapping. They used to come out, look around, nobody there.
Do you remember, very briefly, I mean, can you remember anything about, let's say, the post-delivery service? Was that still ordinary, regular, just special?
Well, it was post.
Just?
Because there was no telephones in them days. You had to go up to the post office opposite the church.
Yes.
With the call box.
Yeah.
you put your boots on, two pennies please, clonk, clonk, and then put you through. So, yeah, that was the only way I'd... that was the only telephone there was.
Can you recall anything to do with health matters, like for you or for your family, when you got crook or sick?
We had to go to Westbury, doctors at Westbury.
Hell yes.
That's where we had to go.
Was there a hospital in Westbury then?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's closed now, it's gone.
Yeah.
What was the other one we used to do? Oh, you know, get a halfpenny, was the old halfpenny, silver paper and redo it nice. And then stick a piece of tape and a bit of cotton on it and lay it down. Of course, during the war, you had torch, no lights, so people didn't see where they'd go. And then they think they've been found a shilling. So they go to pick it up, which you can't get. Or if we had a or another thing, if you get some little washers and they went by and out the way, they flick it over and fall on the floor, and they pull out their pocket and they're there for hours trying to buy this, what they drop, but there's nothing there. But that's how I say, there's no, we never used to do any damage or anything, we didn't ever thought about it. We just, you know, well, I just had a laugh.
Listen, Liz, I mean, You've given us so much information, and I don't know how. Do you have any sad memories of the war, particularly, or nothing? Nothing.
Not really.
No.
Because it's a long, long time ago. You see.
Of course it is.
You look back now. You say, "Well, where's the time gone?" Mm-hmm. This is the point. You see, it's just gone.
Well, I mean, if it's okay with you, we'll stop it now.
See, we celebrated our 6 years wedding last.
Good on you.
July the 4th. And it's just gone. Yeah.
That's not bad, is it?
No.